Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm. So I've been reading Ray Dalio's new book, Principles. Well, it's not so new anymore, but I just got it, so it's new for me. It really is an impressive book. I usually buy my books on Kindle, but this was one of those books that I had to get, you know, in hard copy. I had to touch it and feel it. It's really quite an impressive thing to look at. It's nice and big and heavy, elegant cover, beautifully designed on the inside. It's a really well done book. But it's also not the kind of book that you read cover to cover. It's more of, I think, a reference work. You just kind of jump in wherever looks interesting and you grab little tidbits here and there. So this morning, I decided to jump into his chapter on decision-making. Now, if you're familiar with Ray Dalio and the book and his story at all, you'll know that Ray famously systematized all of the decision-making at his hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates, where they took a set of principles that they used to make decisions through, and they built an algorithm around those principles so that those principles could then make decisions for them more reliably and more consistently. And what they found was that they got better outcomes when they came at decision-making using this consistent set of principles. So decision-making is a pretty major theme in the book and in Ray's story. And I wanted to share with you one of the first things that he says about decision-making that's really, really important. He says that decision-making is a two-step process. First, there's learning, and then there's deciding. Okay, step one is learning. Step two is deciding. Now, at face value, the implications of that are kind of obvious, right? If you decide without learning, then you risk making the wrong decision. So if you don't have the facts or the information or the data that you need to make an informed decision, you risk making a poor decision. But it actually goes much deeper than that, because even in the learning stage, when you're gathering information, when you're asking for advice and consultation, when you're exploring possibilities and alternatives, you're bound to have a bias towards a particular decision or a particular course of action. That's just human nature. You're going to have some kind of bias. And then when you're learning, you're only going to pay attention to the data that supports your bias. And this is what psychologists call confirmation bias. You only pay attention and register the data that supports your bias, and then you ignore everything else. And that can be very dangerous, because before deciding, you need to learn. But when you're learning, you're going to be biased towards the data that confirms your decision. So if that's the case, then the learning's not going to do very much. It's only going to validate the decision that you've already subconsciously made. Now, the way around this, according to Ray, is, and I quote, "Never seize on the first available option. No matter how good it seems, before you've asked questions and explored." He says, "To prevent myself from falling into this trap, I literally ask myself questions. Am I learning? And have I learned enough yet that it's time for deciding?" And he says that after a while, you will naturally and open-mindedly gather all the relevant info, but in doing so, you'll have avoided the first pitfall of bad decision-making, which is to subconsciously make the decision first and then cherry-pick data that supports it. So here's what I get out of all of this. Always be very skeptical of the first decision, the decision that you find yourself kind of gravitating towards, the decision that you're automatically leaning towards, even from the outset of the process. Always be very skeptical of that decision. And if you find yourself grabbing towards a particular course of action, ask yourself why. Check your assumptions and be very, very skeptical of those assumptions. Go out and validate those assumptions, and then go and look for data or insights or people who carry the opposing view. People who are saying things or data that's telling a story that's at odds with the story that you'd like to believe. Go and look out for those opposing views and then try to reconcile those views with your own, but do so with an open mind. And I think if you do that, then slowly but surely, you're going to end up making better decisions. And hey, you never know. Maybe one day you'll build your own algorithm like Ray Dalio, and you'll write a book to tell us all about it. That's all for today. We'll talk again tomorrow. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.